in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Get ready to go 0 to 60K at Wind Creek Montgomery. Take the fast track to excitement and win your share of $60,000 or a 2019 Dodge Charger. Earn chances to win every Wednesday in June, and at the weekly drawing starting at 6 p.m., you could win a share of $5,000 free play. Then, at the grand prize drawing on June 26th, we're giving away a Dodge Charger SXT in our 0 to 60K giveaway. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's fine dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
June 18th is International Panic Day.
It is? Oh my God, everybody panic! Wait, it's International Panic Day! Everybody panic in another language! Todo el mundo panic! Ali panic! Tout le monde panic! Tutti panico! Oh no, I don't know any more languages! Happy International Panic Day!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan abandons his bid for the permanent title.
Shanahan's withdrawal from consideration for Defense Secretary came shortly after published reports of domestic violence accusations. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell wants a new nominee confirmed quickly.
Fox's Jared Halpern, President Trump naming Army Secretary Mark Esper as new acting Pentagon chief. The president is in Orlando tonight kicking off his reelection campaign.
The first few hundred of the president's supporters are now inside the Amway Center after waiting outside in the heat, in the humidity, and in the rain. Some of them waited for as long as 40 hours to get in here tonight.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. On Wall Street, the Dow closing up 353 points, the Nasdaq gaining 108, and the S&P 500 adding 28. This is Fox News.
Steven Spielberg is directing the new West Side Story, and he's adding his own Spielberg twist.
I want to be in Jurassic Park. Dinos on free in Jurassic Park. Climb up a tree in Jurassic Park.
Or they will lead me in Jurassic Park.
It's West Side Spielberg, because we're gonna need a bigger boat for those sharks.
When you're a shark, and I'll eat you while you're swimming round having fun at the beach.
And your heart will melt when Maria falls for an illegal alien.
I am E.T., yes, I'm E.T., and somebody should let me phone home.
It's West Side Spielberg, and coming soon, George Lucas directs Hamilton.
Mr. Alexander Hamilton!
Okay, it's time to announce the next potential qualifier for the Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry giveaway of a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond, appraised at $10,000. David Dudley. David Dudley, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour. Again, David Dudley, paging David Dudley. Call 396-5477 for your chance to win that 1-carat Forever Mark diamond from Marguerite's. incredible. It really is incredible. These Forever Mark diamonds are something special, exquisite, exquisite. So David Dudley, call 396-5477.
All right, we will return to the Globe's exclusive coverage of what appears to be the end of the Obama marriage.
And the source here are pals?
That's where we left off. And I'll recap for people who are just getting off their state jobs and didn't catch that. Just to recap where we're at. Basically, she's upset because his life swallows up everything. Mm. And that he hasn't been available for their daughter's growing pains. You know, he was the one that, you know, in his book talking about some of the things.
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
Maybe they're just trying to do what Daddy did. I don't know. But we'll find out more about this in just a moment. At 4:07, we've had some rain this afternoon. Rich will update the forecast here in a second. But let's see how all of this is affecting traffic so far.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 4 o'clock hour, and we see a lot of traffic around the Maxwell Air Force Base gates, both on Air Base Boulevard and on Bell Street by the Kelly Street gate, so look out in that area. And there's quite a bit of traffic leaving the downtown area on Madison Avenue, so look out if you're headed towards the Atlanta Highway. If you're on the boulevard, everything is moving along fairly well this afternoon. There's a lot of traffic out there, so be careful around the intersections. And the 31s are all running clear this afternoon. Police are wrapping up the accident at Perry Hill Road and I-85, so look out there. Be careful this afternoon, you could still run into a little bit of rain. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. They have an excellent salary opportunity and bonus. Call Tony Hewitt at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we're going to resume with this story in the Globe, which I paid $5.99 to bring to you. For those of you, I mean, this thing, these used to sell for like 35 cents. And it doesn't seem like it was that long ago. I realize prices do increase with time. Of course, I was talking to somebody over the weekend about the first brand new Corvette I purchased. It was $6,800 and some dollars.
Wow.
Or maybe it was $8,600.
That was new?
Piece of crap. The way they built them in America, let me tell you, it really was. Back then, this is when the Japanese cars started to overtake the market, because American cars had a reputation for being built very poorly.
Early 80s?
Late
70s, early 80s?
Mid-70s,
yeah.
Late 70s. It was a 78 Vette beige.
I don't like too many.
It was the one I had painted black.
I like the design of those early Corvettes, but they're nothing like the 60s. And actually, some of the recent models are pretty sweet, too. But they are,
a new Vette is like $60,000 or $70,000. Yes. That's nuts.
It's ridiculous.
And just to give you an example, right? I was at a club one night. And it started snowing, very heavy, wet snow. So we're all driving very carefully, and I turned my windshield wiper on. I think I had to push the lever down on the light, and it just snapped off. Freaking thing snaps off. So fortunately, I had one of those handle because you had to have a scraper and a squeegee thing. So I had one in the car, and I drove all the way home using that to clean the window.
Doing this motion, like just reaching around?
I was reaching around and pulling it.
Around the windshield and just pulling the
snow. Pulling the snow off to the left. Kept flicking it.
With your left hand? It had to be with your left hand. That
left arm and hand.
Are you ambidextrous? That's impressive.
I am when I need to be. All right, so where we left last, you know, her huge, the biggest and most popular book ever written, Becoming. She describes Obama as somebody who has a career that swallows up everything. That's where we left off, right?
All
right,
say now, pals.
Yeah, because trouble looms again, pals, fear.
Mm-hmm.
Oldest daughter, Melia, 20, has been going wild.
Oh, no.
At Harvard University has become caught up in the same college admissions bribery scandal as actresses Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, retired Bayrock has been playing golf, schmoozing with pals, and still playing politics, leaving friends worrying that his behavior could plunge the Obama marriage into yet another crisis. The former commander-in-chief is also becoming more competitive with his wife, whose popularity has exploded. Mellow yourself, get that.
You do have to watch out for couples that are in the same profession. Like, can you imagine being married to a, like, when you're really...
Yeah, one professional bullshitter married to another, yeah. That
like, when you're, like, face on billboards in, down in Miami, if you married, like, a female jock from another station competing with you, and it was your wife, no way, man.
Too bad for her. Nobody competed with me. Especially a woman.
What about... Oh, Lord. Whoa! Okay, Ron Burgundy.
Kidding.
Yes.
Now I lost my place, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, more competitive with his wife, whose popularity has exploded. You heard the sound effect since she left the White House. The memoir has sold more than 10 million copies. 10 million now? I thought it was 8 million.
Oh, wow.
And Barack is writing one of his own. Sources say he insists his work will be more authentic, noting he's doing the writing himself, and that First Lady Michelle's book was penned by a ghostwriter. I think everything they've written has been done by Aesop. Meanwhile, Maley is linked to the admissions scandal since her former tennis coach, Gordon Ernst, has been indicted in the massive scam where wealthy people are accused of buying their unqualified kids into prestigious schools. Ernst has entered a not guilty plea, and there's no indication anyone helped Maley get into Harvard. Really? She just got in on her own.
I think she got in the traditional way. Didn't need the scandal. It's just like, yeah, your dad's a senator and president of the United States. I think we're going to let you in.
Also, what do they call it? Legacy?
Yeah. I think they'll be all right.
And that's not all. Amelia's antics since getting into Harvard are reportedly giving Michelle fits. In 2016, then 18-year-old Amelia was seen smoking what appeared to be a doobie at a rock festival in Chicago. Months later, she was snapped dancing scandalously and twerking in an adult nightclub in Washington, D.C. But this is the kind of thing Michelle believes Barack should have been more present for. An insider.
An insider. Wait, is it pals? Or is it pals who are fearful, friends who are worried, or is it some insider?
This is a spilling insider.
No, it can't be all three.
It could be just the thing to send them back to counseling or divorce court. And that's where we'll be getting into this conversation with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson tomorrow. Can you imagine being a counselor and getting a call? Oh, I need some help. Need an appointment.
Dana, Jacqueline, I'm having a little trouble with Mooch. Her arms are bigger than mine.
That sounds like Bernie Sanders.
No, Bernie's a little more forceful, you know.
No, Barack.
No! Need some help.
So he talks on the phone just like when he's speaking to thousands.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the former first couple, who also have daughter Sasha, 18, face other serious troubles. See, this is where we should all take a moment and pause, that being rich does not exempt you from troubles.
It's true. Maybe creates more troubles.
There were definitely times when I wish things were different, said so. She says so in the book, Becoming, which has sold 80 million copies. I've never been a fan of politics, and my experience over the last 10 years has done little to change that. For years, the former First Lady has raged. She always looks like she's raging about something. Against her husband's obsession with his career that took up most of his time. We'll have to come back to this. Should I roll call today?
I think you should.
Should I prove that I'm not really all that ill?
How is the pharyngitis going thus far?
You looked it up on Google and found sore throat.
Yeah. I could do it again.
I've never lost a day because of a sore throat.
Yeah. Pharyngitis is inflammation of the pharynx, which is the back of the throat.
Yeah.
Is most often referred to simply as, quote, sore throat. End quote.
It's just...
I had a good laugh when I saw that this morning.
Yeah, I'm having a good laugh right now.
Well, your misery is entertaining half the time.
Well, I don't want to start the whole peepaw thing, you know? I get enough of that in the morning.
It's good to be back, though. I really did miss you yesterday. It wasn't just because I was dog-tired and like, oh, Lord, here I go hosting. That comes with the territory. It's more like, I wanted to talk to Greg. I did miss you. It'd been a week. And I missed the back and forth we've been doing today.
I appreciate it. Well, me too, you know? Last week was one of those. I knew at the beginning of the week it was going to be weird morning and afternoon because I knew Emily would be gone 2 days, and then the adorable one would be gone 4 days, and you all week. It was just weird. But, man, I had some great help. And Rosie for holding the fort down. Boy, her presence in the studio is a real behavior modification tool, I got to tell you. Hey, it's the Legal Eagle and local heartthrob.
Yeah!
Chad.
I got a pharyngitis cure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, actually. You know, you go into a grocery store and the paper goods aisle.
Oh, God. Funny man.
So you have drainage, huh, that caused that problem.
I should say.
Oh, a funny man. That's a matter with you.
Market was good today, eh?
And I don't even know why, because Drudge doesn't bother with anything good anymore.
I can tell you why. I couldn't find it on Drudge, and you're right about that.
Great
Drudge,
song about the Eagles, by the way.
I think the DNC has taken over Drudge.
Something's going on there. I've seen it everywhere, not just one or two insulated incidents. Go ahead.
I'll tell you what's happened. Drudge has turned over his website to algorithms that focus on clickbait. That's exactly what
that
happened.
Makes a lot of sense.
It's automated. It's automated, and it's picking the clickbait stories and putting them on there. Don't you think, Joe?
That makes the most sense to me.
Lost all my respect for him.
I have too. He'll never respect me in the morning again.
Nope.
But anyway, what happened is that President Xi of China agreed to meet with Trump at the G20 summit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that agreement to have a meeting, obviously, about the tariffs. I don't think they would have an agreement to meet if they weren't going to come to some deal. And I'll be interested to see if that's Brandt's take on it this afternoon, too.
Well, you know, Brandt has said many times that China has to do something.
China. You know, say it like the president. China.
China.
Yeah, I think they have to do something.
So let's talk voter enthusiasm for a second. You know, we're seeing these enormous crowds of 200-300 people showing up for Joe Biden.
Yeah, well, maybe 100.
And they got 100,000. That's the cap.
Right.
25,000 for a Trump rally in Orlando, and another 50 or so thousand who will be watching outside on big screens. This is a president that's in trouble.
They're setting themselves up again, you know, for disappointment. And I tell you.
And more lunacy.
A lot of people don't understand how internal polling works. And I think, Joe, I think you heard it talking about the other night, too. Internal pollsters present various scenarios
right. As
candidates. And I'm with Joey. I think they published the worst-case scenario where you have a maximum turnout of voters for the Democrats, minimum for... And that's why the Obama first election was not predicted, at least not the margin, by the pollsters, because they did not predict the almost double the turnout number that it normally is.
Well, and it makes sense because if you can go, okay, the worst case scenario is Biden wins by 10 points.
Right.
All right, that's actually not too bad. That's our worst case scenario.
Right. That means you. That means no Republicans show up and every Democrat shows up, basically.
Right.
You know, and everything falls that way. And, you know, that's what a candidate wants to see. Where do I have to work?
It's fake news. You know,
where do I need to do my work? What state do I need to go to? But, you know, I think Greg, we ought to think about just not talking about polls and stuff until we get within like a month of the election, because they really, none of them matter. If you go look at the same polls like Quinnipiac, I mean, they had Hillary up by 17 points or something.
Well,
you know,
the only thing that disturbs me really, Chester, is we were just talking about Drudge is gone, so he's going with the worst stuff, and. You know, where do you go for reliability?
You're going to have to stick with, like, Red State and Twitchy and, you know, some of the others out there. But, I'm with you. And Fox is getting that way, too. Maybe not their music.
I was just going to say, we were sitting here the other morning, and I saw this thing where everybody.
Right.
Pete Buttigieg, everybody beats Trump by 5 or 6 points.
Yeah, it's, you know, ridiculous. I mean, you know, it's not happening. Don't see that happening. I mean, you don't have 100,000 people inquire about coming to, you know, a rally by the president, 20 months away from the election, 18 months away from the election? I mean, come on.
But in the meantime, Joe is drawing passionate crowds of 100 people while Trump is filling up stadiums. Something doesn't mesh there.
Well, the day that he did his big speech where he mentioned Trump's name 72 times, there were like 100 people there, and he ended up doing the speech in the middle of the crowd so that the camera could look like he was surrounded by so many people that it was just a big turnout. Yeah. And there was nobody there. It's like the old Hillary one. Remember the gymnasium shot with her? And the way they shot the angle made the gymnasium look full, but when he actually saw who was there, it was like one-third full, and those were mostly union thugs who got bussed in and paid $20 to come watch it. Yeah. You'd have to pay me a lot more than $20 to hear Shrillery speech.
You're not kidding. That would include me, too.
All right, guys. Hey, I hope your pharyngitis is good. Remember, straws always work.
Chad.
You got to suck it the heck up, bud. Y'all take care.
Look what you started.
No, I apologize for nothing.
I've got I've got people running amok, mocking me. So... But, you know, on the other hand, maybe I could play that bit and save a little of my voice. Oh, we got to finish this Obama story.
Oh, look at that. You blew right past the time you had to do the roll call.
Holy crap. It's 4:24, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, it's always good to talk to Chad, though. Especially early in the day.
Yeah, I'll have to do the roll call tomorrow. Let's take a quick look and see what's happening at Jack Ingram's signature used cars. And again, this is the time of year where it'll really kick into high gear after the 4th of July, where students start getting ready to head off to college. And in instances where, you know, the family car was good enough, that option will be off the table because the college student will need their own vehicle when they head off. And at Jack Ingram, you want to buy Reliant. Now, I think it's the same two cars. They're parked on the side of the road. They got a sign with a phone number in the window. One's on Taylor Road, not far from AUM. The other one's on Atlanta Highway, a little east of Taylor Road. I sit there every day, and I kind of feel sorry for the vehicle. I don't know what's going on. But why would anybody buy a car that's been sitting on the side of the road with a sign, call me? You know, what do you know? Even when you meet somebody through, an online ad or something, you're still in the position of, do I take their word for it? Or do I take the word of a place that has proven time and time again that they only put their name on vehicles that are going to offer reliable driving miles? And this is why we recommend Jack Ingram. And if you can get an awesome vehicle with low mileage, and like this 2015 Nissan Versa, check this out, 33,000 miles. Car's blue, it's gorgeous, great vehicle history, the interior is clean and pristine, only $8,200.
Wow.
$8,200 for 33,000 miles. And obviously, it wouldn't be in the category of cars under 10 at Jack Inger if they hadn't vetted this vehicle thoroughly to make sure that it was going to deliver reliable driving miles. There's a 2012 Volkswagen Jetta TDI, 58,000 original miles, and it's available under 10,000. In fact, the mileage on these cars is 2012 Volkswagen Jetta, 61,000. That one is also under 10. And the safety reputation of the Jetta is second to none. Nice little Ford Escape XLT, $7,600. And if you want something that's a little more fun in terms of reputation and design, you got a 2008 Ford Mustang V6 Deluxe for $6,800. Who would be embarrassed to drive that? Nobody that I could think of. Look, Tip Thames and his team will do everything they can. They got dozens and dozens of financing options available there. So no matter what the credit issue is, they can work with you. They've got a value lot across the street with even less expensive options. But what they do more than anything else is make sure that what they have to sell to the public are cars that are not going to become somebody else's troubles. They just don't want it. 235 Northeastern Bypass. Shop online at jackingram.com. Duke.
Hey, brother. How are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to make it real quick. That ACO, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
For her to compare what we're doing to the people on the border to the concentration camps.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a friend that I grew up with. He had tattoos on his arms. A Jewish man. And
yeah.
She's a moron. If that's all they got, I want to. Somebody needs to slap her. But that's all I had to say.
Appreciate it. Books. Look, she's like every other socialist. History began with her birth, or the birth of Obama. I watch the American Heroes channel, and it's just obscene to make those kinds of comparisons. They got ovens in those camps too, AOC? Are they engaged in slave labor in those camps to help build a war machine for some country? For our what are they doing? Concentration camps. It was your party that put Japanese people in concentration camps in World War II. Where's your explanation for that, bitch?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of random thunderstorms will continue and then fade out later on tonight. The overnight low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow, another hot and humid day with a high around 92. There will be thunderstorms scattered around the area. Not every town will get one, but they'll be in pretty good supply. And then on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, some quite strong, and I think there might be a few severe thunderstorm warnings on Thursday. Then on Friday and Saturday, I think the storms will start to thin out in number. They'll still be around, but not as many. Highs in the low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further. further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every mule side-by-side is backed competently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. If you've never been here, let me tell you how to get here. It's simple. We're here right outside of downtown Montgomery, right off I-65 at North Boulevard. When you take that North Boulevard exit, stay in the right lane. You're going to take the first exit. That's Louisville Street. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times right to bring you right around to the river. You'll run right down into the river. And you run into the Capitol Oyster Bar where we cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf, y'all. We're getting all kind of red snapper, black grouper, some swordfish, some beautiful yellowfin tuna. I know you're getting hungry for some grilled fish, and get over to the steamer with steamed shrimp from Argentina. Kind of tastes between a shrimp and a lobster. Got those royal red shrimp. Got those oysters Rockefeller. We'll cook up something good for you every day. So check it all out at CapitolOysterBar.com. Go to the Facebook page. Get hungry. Get down here soon because we've been missing.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Authorities say the boy who was hospitalized in Montgomery after nearly drowning yesterday has been transferred to Children's Hospital in Birmingham for treatment. They say he is still in life-threatening condition. That incident happened in the 2700 block of Bonnycrest Court Monday morning. It remains under investigation. Former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore will announce this week if he is running for U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore's wife Kayla confirmed that he will make an announcement on the Senate race Thursday. Moore ran for U.S. Senate in 2017, but lost the special election amid allegations of sexual misconduct with teens years ago. Moore denied those allegations. 3 years later, and still no answers in the disappearance of star Mulder. Mulder was last seen at her home in Wetumpka June 20th of 2016. Her ex-husband has been named a person of interest in this case. If you have any information about the disappearance of star Mulder, contact the Elmore County Sheriff's Office. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, shocking things O.J. Simpson saying on Twitter.
I want to state unequivocally that I did commit these horrible crimes. I have no doubt in my mind. I am 100% guilty.
This has been Shocking Things O.J. Simpson's been saying on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't think that guy's ever going to learn. No. His latest thing is, I got some getting even to do.
Wow.
What a dumb guy he is.
How many times do you have to be hit in the head? Well, maybe not that much.
I'll never forget when he got busted in Vegas. His first statement was, I was doing a sting operation.
To get back my stuff, yeah.
Yeah. That ain't how it's usually, that's not usually the procedure. When I was doing news in Miami in the early 2000s, I don't know if he was arrested or if his daughter was. Somebody got arrested because he was stealing his neighbor's cable. This is not a really particularly bright or good human being we're talking about here. But, man, he had America fooled, just like Obama. We've been covering the story that's in the Globe about Obama's, well, they're on the brink of divorce. And we're going to cover this again tomorrow when Dana Jelk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are here, sidekicking with us. By the way, have you got some people you want to invite in while I'm gone next week?
I could make that work, sure.
He said Seth Spotlow did a really, he was really good. Eddie, of course, is here every Friday.
I'll have to invite him, man.
And Rosie and all them. Everybody's been great.
I'll probably bring the usual gang to keep some consistency.
But Seth, that was his first time sidekicking when you weren't here. And he did a very nice job. All right. Let's see. Where did we leave off? Was Sasha facing serious troubles?
I think so, yes.
All right, so it goes back to her book, Becoming.
Mm-hmm.
There were definitely times when I wish things were different, says the former First Lady. I've never been a fan of politics. My experience over the last 10 years has done little to change that. For years, the former First Lady has raged against her husband's obsession with his career that took up most of his time. Here's an example of one of her complaints. Locations. Just the cow, please, okay? Bouchel says that Bayrock would often promise to help her with the kids, but invariably came home too late to help. I also have to wonder here if maybe sometimes he wasn't too high. In the last years of those wonderful eight that he spent in the White House, he always, to me, looked like he just finished a big fatty.
He did lose that pep in his step that he had walking into the place.
Yeah, sort of just draped over the podium. Whoa. He didn't even have he didn't have a lot of oomph in his... Whoa! It's more like... Whoa! Quote, as a working mother with a half-time spouse and a pre-dawn wake-up time, I felt my patience slipping away until finally, at some point, it just fell off a cliff, she says. She also dropped the bombshell. She'd suffered through a miscarriage and felt further estranged from her husband because they were unable to talk about it while he grew even more distant. When Barack made it home, he'd either find me raging. God, what husband doesn't want to come home to that? A raging woman. He'd either find me raging or unavailable, quote unquote. What does that mean? He came home wanting some and wouldn't put out? What does that mean? I'm trying to read between the lines.
I'm having trouble here.
I spent so much energy stewing over whether or not he'd make it home for dinner that dinners, with or without him, were no longer fun. And to conclude, and I'm sure we'll get a lot of help because Dana and Jacqueline know how to read these situations better than I do, certainly. A frustrated Shell reportedly made it clear to her consistently missing spouse they were either careening towards counseling or divorce. Quote, I drove my axe into the ground. She writes, now a source. We've had pals, insiders, and sources.
And friends, too. Concerned friends. Yeah. Fearful pals, insiders, and sources. They need to get it straight. Which one is it?
A source notes counseling helped them, but the same old problems seem to have cropped up again. Whether seeing a therapist will help stave off a divorce is anyone's guess.
See, if somebody gave me the ultimatum, either divorce or counseling, it's like, let's get the divorce.
And then there's a picture of Malia here with her Harvard shirt on, and she looks a little goofy, doesn't she? I mean...
Yeah, that's not exactly a flattering photograph.
Looks like she might have had some of that devil's lettuce.
Some of the jazz cabbage?
Jazz cabbage, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Isn't it hot and steamy?
Outside.
The weather last week was unbelievable. We had days, especially early in the week, that were just, it was so dry, cool mornings in the 60s. And as Rich forecast, that would, all good things come to an end. And now we're back to the sticky, humid stuff again. Your AC's got a lot of work in front of it over the next several months. If you've done nothing to prep it or pamper it between now and the end of this run of summer weather, we're really just getting started. Summer doesn't even start for like two more days. So that gives you an idea of how much there is to go. Call Clarks and get a membership and get the best people on the planet, the most talented, on your side. Starts with a tune-up to your system. They come out, look over all the major component parts, make sure there's nothing in the way of systemic failure going on. If they recommend a repair, you get that at a discount on parts and labor. And you're also guaranteed priority service, so if something does go wrong, they'll be on the way instantly to restore comfort to your home. That's the 24/7 benefit of Clark's Club membership. Same thing goes for your plumbing. Those kinds of things, they never occur at a convenient time. So when they do, it's nice to know that Clark's is a phone call away at 277-2125 with customer service that's second to none and people who are as good as it gets in both the heating, AC, and plumbing businesses. 277-2125. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's. Alabama certification number 99004. You'll find them online at clarkcomfort.com. 442.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and our traffic situation looks pretty manageable this afternoon. The boulevard is busy, but there's no big problems. You're just going to find slowdowns around the intersections. Both I-85 and I-65 are rolling along at a speed limit ride, and there are no delays this afternoon on the 31s. Let's be careful as we wrap up our workday. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of random thunderstorms will continue and then fade out later on tonight. The overnight low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow, another hot and humid day with a high around 92. There will be thunderstorms scattered around the area. Not every town will get one, but they'll be in pretty good supply. And then on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, some quite strong, and I think there might be a few severe thunderstorm warnings on Thursday. Then on Friday and Saturday, I think the storms will start to thin out in number. They'll still be around, but not as many. Highs in the low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
The Fox Business Network on Wall Street, stocks ending higher after the president signals that trade talks will resume and he'll be meeting with his Chinese counterpart at the G20 summit to discuss their long-running trade dispute. With the Dow rising 353 points, the Nasdaq up 109, S&P 500 up 28. And CBS is preparing to make an offer for sister media company Viacom in the coming weeks, following a meeting of CBS directors last week in which a potential deal was discussed, according to the Wall Street Journal. Now, if the companies move ahead with talks, it would be the third attempt to reunite the media empire that was divided by mogul Sumner Redstone more than 13 years ago. An athleisure wear retailer is expanding beyond selling trendy yoga gear. Lululemon is launching a line of personal care products for both men and women in 50 stores and online at select North American studio partners and on Sephora.com. The lineup includes a dry shampoo, deodorant, face moisturizer, and lip balm. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the present bees.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health
and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
Abdul Lebo, you're going to be the next Greg Udell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Judy, 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 Judy.
That's really good.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus four nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer, and Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
News Talk 93.1 is calling names in a good way. And if your name is called, you could be the winner of a one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Yay!
I hear you. Well, you just mentioned my name.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. And we'll call out names all week long for you to qualify.
Thank you.
Awesome.
A one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, that J-Lo saying that her first two marriages don't even count because they was both under a year. Heck, if that's the rule, then I ain't been married 7 times. I've only been married 4. You see, first there was Skeeter, who I thought was my soulmate, until he faked his own death by burning down the local Piggly Wiggly. We was only married 4 months. Then there was Jadon, who really did die after a particularly riveting final round of the county corn dog eating contest. You see, he couldn't take the pressure of the contest and he choked. Literally choked. He got first runner-up and I got widowed. That one was 2 months. And then there was that night in Vegas when a bottle of Jaeger decided it'd be a good idea to marry that Mexican tattoo artist. The deal was simple. He gets citizenship and I get 20% off tattoos for life. That one lasts 11 hours. So, I guess I'm a lot more like J-Lo than y'all thought. You see, I'm still Meredith from the trailer court.
Got a big butt. So here we are. It's 4:50 already.
Wow.
This afternoon has gone ripping by. We didn't even get the roll call because we got so bogged down in the Michelle Obama divorce crisis and everything else. Let's take a break for some happy talk with Randall.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you didn't, you know, if you weren't feeling that, you didn't do it, because I can't wait, because it's been a while. It's been too long before you do the roll call, but I can't wait you do it. I hope you bust the britches off of it when you do it later down.
I gotta figure out a way to work this guy.
Because I'm the kind of, you want to know why.
I got to get him in there.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. that's gonna be it, baby. But man, I think you are changing Montgomery. I mean, especially your shows, because more and more kids are starting to tune in, and that is the reason why. You know, usually when kids in the car, it's summertime, they don't, you know, they used to listen to music, and it's hard for them to go from music to just listening to something that's, you know, slow. You know, like kids' minds are they wide open? So I think as you get more and more kids calling in, and you know, it's amazing that a kid sit there and can listen to talk radio, because they don't, you know, it's some of the stuff you talk about, they probably, you know, it's hard for them to put it together, because they might not watch the news or look it up or something, and it's awesome.
I went to Infusion Saturday, and the gentleman that was getting an IV had his 21-year-old daughter, and they're both listeners, and I was really flattered. I told her specifically, I said, you know, it's nice to know that somebody at the lower end of our demographic still finds me entertaining, because, you know, there's differences. You know, some people won't give anything that's not a part of their generation a chance, like me.
but I think it's changing, though. It really is. And you can see it by your calls, by the more and more kids call. You know, you used to call the morning shows, you know, before school, but now, you know, you're getting some in the evening, and that's a ticket to you to toeing the line and being there every day, and then having something that's like at noon in the morning, and they know you in the evening, so that's that voice comfort to them, and they starting to loosen up. You're getting more kids to the station. I mean, and it's all a part of your show because of your humor, and because Baron, I don't know if his is always kid friendly, so they might want to check up on what listen his show the whole time. But man, I love it that you got so many kids calling in and listening out, though. But I mean, Emily's touch, it just, you know, makes it feel like it's safe and home, and they hear your voice in the evening, and they feel it from in the morning. So it's a testament to you. I mean, but I hate that they don't call in as much. I wish they'd call in more. But, man, I really don't remember the time that you and Joy first met. Have y'all ever told that story?
How I first met what?
Me?
First time y'all ever, like, met. I don't know. It seems, y'all talking, you're going to be gone next week, and this kind of, I don't know. It's hard for me to think about the first time y'all met. I just don't think I knew, ever knew it.
I'm not sure how that happened.
I think it had to be when I was working for Dan, like in those first few months, in 2011, in August, September, October.
That long ago.
And you wanted a call screener, I remember correctly.
Well, you may recall the person, we had a real troublemaker answering the phones here in the afternoon. And that may have had something to do with it. I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, that's not that big of a deal,
Randall.
Yeah, I can put a picture with it now. I mean, I kind of see. I didn't know if you ran into him and bumped into spilled coffee on his shirt or something. That's how y'all met. But I see now. So, it's all good. I love it, man. I love the show, and I'm so glad you got a kid. Because my daughter, she loves listening to you now. And, I have to give it. And it's you. I mean, nobody else on this station can bring a kid in like you and make them feel comfortable. So thank you for what you did the other night at Baumhauer. I mean, more and more people need to come and bring the kids. I just love it, man.
Thank you, Randall. But tomorrow at Baumhauer's, that's going to be our last one there for a couple of weeks.
Hmm.
Taking a break. I'll be gone next week, and then you got the 4th of July the following week, so a lot of people are going to be traveling. So we'll be there tomorrow night. Pre-vacation, and then we'll be back again. Would that be the 10th? And we'll have a new promotion coming up with Baumhauer's as well. So it's just the summer lull. Nothing more than that. Again, we'll talk with Brandt. I really, you know, when you're not feeling good, I just don't look at anything. I check Blackman's blog and Twitter feed, and there wasn't a whole lot on there. The one thing that jumps out at me, and while they continue to obsess, I saw a poll on Fox. 43% of people in this Fox poll said that President Trump should be impeached and removed from office. I don't believe that for one minute. First of all, impeached for what? For looking out for America's best interest, for putting more money in your pocket, for putting more people back to work, for trying to undo the damage that was done to our healthcare system by that clown ass we called president for 8 years, that schmuck. they should impeach him for that. That shows you how, but you know what it is? It's not even that. I think part of the problem is for your person in the middle, not even in the middle, your Schmendrick that really has no clue what's going on, that doesn't listen to talk radio, that all they hear is this white noise about Russia and all this other crap, whether it's true or not, and they just want it turned off. And I think part of it is the only way they can turn it off is to have him gone, because they know as long as he's there, they're just going to keep up the shriek. That's a hell of a stupid reason to get rid of a president. They're closing in a few minutes, but they are proudly expanding their showroom capacity at Lewis Lawn to now include tractor-style mowers and other products they didn't have room to carry before. Great to see any local business expand, and that's what Lewis Lawn is doing. Always the first choice for the professionals when it comes to the kinds of equipment they need to make their money. Zero Turn X Marks and Toros and all the great products by Shindawa, Echo, all the steel products, and a place to back up what they buy because they get a lot of use. They need a lot of tuning and blade sharpening, and sometimes a piece of equipment might hit a rock or something that you can't see ahead of time, and boom, they can't afford to be down for days at a time waiting for something to get fixed. But when they do business with Lewis Lawn, they know they bring it there, and they can get it back more often than not the very same day and get back into business and not lose a ton of money. And it's just as important for you as a do-it-yourselfer. When you're going to buy something, you need to know that you're going to get the protection of a warranty that can be redeemed right there at Lewis Lawn. Fantastic local business. Run. I know you like to do business with people that support what we do here. And as human beings go, on a scale of 1 to 10, the Lewises are like a 20. They're just wonderful folks. So seeing them succeed, it's more than just knowing that a sponsor's doing well. It's knowing that people I really care about are watching their business expand. And that means better service and better and greater product offerings for you. Chad Sasser has been and always will be the man at Lewis Lawn when it comes to manufacturers and specials, incentives, and rebates, and those kinds of things. Ask him who's got a deal going on any particular day in any particular month. Haley at the counter. Great folks. So when you have a need for anything to maintain the outside of your home, please choose Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, next to Walter Craig, open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and their number is 244-9191.
Montgomery Sky Watch headed towards our 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have an accident in the Prattville area. It's at South Memorial Drive and McQueen Smith Road, so look out there. If you're headed out of Montgomery towards Prattville, Highway 31 looks pretty decent this afternoon. We don't see any delays on I-65. I-85's running along at a speed limit ride as well. There's lots of traffic out on the boulevard in Montgomery, so be careful, especially on the south side around the Troy Highway. There's also a good bit of congestion around Vaughan Road and the I-85 area. The rest of the 31s all look great this afternoon. Don't worry if you're headed out of town that way, just watch the traffic around you. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows their own right on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton.